Una disculpa para todos nuestros fans que esperaban nuestro álbum. Lamentablemente hubo unas fallas técnicas al... Drake's album was fire, but the other album today trash. If you know, you know. ¿Y quién es ese verga? And then Brian said, ¿y tú quién eras antes de marca? Nitro said, yo siempre he sido el Nitro. No como tú, la sombra de un payaso.
Yeah, well maybe, that I don't know.
Putazo, putazo.
Well, I mean, it's a little funny because I don't think y'all know that. They were supposed to drop their shit with us with Bad Bunny también, pero como es que se asustaron a la verga.
And he also said he knows something about Marca. I don't know who exactly that could end their career, but he won't say it. And then Christopher Nava commented, they don't fight, pa, with a laughing face.
Wait.
Look, this is this year. This was a few days ago, bitch.
You look bigger before.
Why you do?
You look way bigger before.
Hell no.
It's because, dude, you got it so easy. Like, all you could,
like bro,
you could get your dream body sitting down and enjoying food.
Yeah, you're just a bone. Like
you know how
I know
jealous that gets us?
Like, we got a cut.
It's hard, bro. It's hard to gain weight.
We got a cut and you got a gain. Like, that's easy.
Look at me. Right? I'm getting bigger, too.
Bro, look at the muscles.
Flex, flex, flex.
Look at mine.
Yeah, you're
spooky. Fuck
them. I'll fuck all you guys up, though, in a fight. In a real man-to-man fight, street fight.
Never.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Augusto Daddy Podcast.
What's up, guys? How are you guys? We're doing okay.
Guys, it's Sunday. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there and all the stepfathers and all the fathers that stepped up.
Yep. You're not the stepfather. You're the father that stepped up.
And all the fathers that don't know they're a father, but they're a father.
And all the fathers that don't take care of their kids and don't claim their kids.
All the fathers that went to the store to get milk and never came back.
And this year they might come back.
And all the fathers that put sperm in their homie's throat.
No, that's bad.
And shout out to all the fathers that are waiting for the kids to make it to the NBA to come back to.
Yeah, yep.
Or to make it to la selección mexicana.
True.
Soccer.
I raised you after they're millionaires.
Shout out to all the fathers that made it to the toilet but not the girls.
The what?
Nothing.
I didn't get that one. Can you explain it?
Hey, shout out to all the boys that lost their girl this weekend.
Shit.
It's okay. It's okay.
Guys, it's Sunday and we're literally uploading this episode tomorrow. And the reason is because of Brian Tovar.
That ass.
Shout out to Brian. You made us clog in today.
We had a
Father's
whole
Day. Yeah, we clogged in on our holiday.
Yeah, we already had an episode recorded for Monday, but we'd rather just record what's going on now, as you guys can see by the title of this video.
True.
And then save the other episode. So for Wednesday or Thursday. So two episodes this week.
Oh really?
That's
I thought
right.
You're gonna scrap it.
I thought we were just gonna push it back to like next week.
That's right, guys. You can see we dedicated it. We had already filmed the episode, but now
we're
doing
so dedicated that we put the group chat on mute and we didn't know that we were supposed to record right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. I mute the group chat because, like, I don't know. Sometimes they just talk too much shit. But I'm here. I canceled my plans and I'm here.
You didn't cancel them.
No, you did not cancel them. These were your plans.
Yeah. Huh?
These were your plans.
I know these were my plans. But I forgot. Don't put your group chat on you guys.
The work group chat.
Yeah. Especially when you get paid.
Yeah. And then next week we're uploading the Junior H interview.
Oh, shit.
Damn. We went to go interview Junior H talking about his little tour. His Sad Boys for Life tour.
Yeah. It was a really short interview, but I feel like we brought it to life, like, compared to how other people were doing it. It was dope.
He had more joy doing our interview than everybody else.
Yeah. I like the question that you asked him.
Which one?
Pero si caben.
Hey, pero si caben o no caben.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Caben todas. Todas.
And then that's how the interview ended.
And the kids got excited.
Really, caben todas? He's like, look, I'm not shaking no more.
Yeah, thank you to Nadia for the opportunity.
Oh, yes. We told Jason, hey, give this person the mic. And he's like, damn.
He's like dragging it off. No, I'm kidding. Family friendly, guys. We are family friendly no. From now on. Literally from now, this minute of the podcast you're watching from now on.
Yeah, so we're not going
to 100% family friendly.
We have to be family friendly now because
Yeah, but before we get into today's info, I do want to tell you guys about Carlos right here. And we do some birthday shout outs. Sometimes I forget to tell them. Like, we were supposed to record two on Friday, two yesterday.
Yeah. I have one.
Hopefully there's some today. But yeah, we send you a birthday video on your
y'all be trying to get a birthday shout out when we We lit at the parties, huh?
How y'all? Damn, I feel really bad though because you can't tell who it is after the day ends. So sorry to the people that it was a breakdown Friday and to the two people that were
yeah, yeah, Angel forgot.
I'm really sorry. It was my fault.
I think it's really fucked up of Angel. Yeah. We all wanted to do that birthday.
They comprometed, bro. Y
fallas. Yeah,
sorry. But if it was your birthday, send us a message and we'll do it again.
Lol.
That's right. What we got today? Today's beefy.
As you guys can see by the title of this video,
it's a beefy talk.
It's Eslabón Armado, Brian Tovar versus El Nitro. I was going to say Nitro.
Oh, yeah.
El Nitro.
So, and if you guys don't know who Nitro, that's Márcame Perre Quintero. He's a fucking beast.
And the extra Quintero, Karim León.
Yup.
So, and Brian Tovar is the bass player of Eslabón Armado.
Yup. As you guys should be familiar with both because I feel like they both make a big... You know, impact in the
both like right here.
They're both like high tier musicians. That's the way I see it, you know. But se agarraron a...
They're trying to. What the fuck is my mouse?
Dude, they could be the undercard tour next week.
Damn. And actually, the Instagram post that you posted, like, I feel like it was perfect timing.
Yeah. No, I had it made already. I posted it on TikTok, just not on Instagram. And then I was like, what the fuck, this shit's going on? I was like, I'm gonna post this shit right now.
Yeah, I feel like that was like genius. That's super genius.
Hell yeah, of course I'm genius as fuck.
This could be planned.
Relax.
What happened?
We had it planned out already. So like, why are they gonna fight? So save it.
Yeah, they actually do want to do a boxing fight, and I feel like if we can make this happen. I don't know if it will because, like, yeah. We don't know how serious or how personal it is between these two groups, but, like, I feel like that would be good for the genre.
But, fighting. So, I'm gonna tell you guys how it all started. We're gonna get right into it. It's fucking hot as fucking here. Oh, shit, family friendly. It's really hot. So, Márcame Perre released an album the same day that Drake dropped their album?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so they dropped it that day. And apparently, it came out, like, really bad because it was just the voice and the tuba.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It was on his live and Chato went live and he was saying that he uploads, you know, his music and stuff like that. You know, that's what Daniel was telling us. And that he wanted to do, like, the Dolby Soulless sound thing. Like, on Apple Music, it has, I'm not sure what that is, you know, some sort of thing for better quality. And since he uploads himself, he didn't have experience doing that. And, you know, one way or another, it ended up being... You know, bad sound. It was just like him and the tuba, and people were like tripping out. And he thought that it was maybe just because he had just uploaded it. And, you know, once it was like the official release, it was going to sound normal. That was not the case. And I think after a few hours, it just decided to take it down better.
Yeah. So if you guys didn't know, Márcame Perre is independent, right?
Yes.
They just have like a manager.
That's what I think is really cool. They created their own like management company, RC Music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. So what we have been told is that Chato, like, uploads, like, the music himself. Like, he doesn't have someone do it for him. Like, he literally does it on his phone.
Yeah.
So he uploaded it, and it came out like this.
Yeah, that sounds badass.
So it's just the voice and the tololoche.
It sounds like those TikToks that they make. With the mute under the...
It's like, I got you, TikTok. I'm going to make it easy for you.
No. Is it sound?
That's what it sounded like, yeah. But...
Every song sounded like that, too?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it sucks for him. Well, obviously, the whole team, because, you know, when you drop an album, it's probably, like, the most anticipated thing of a musician's career. And obviously, you don't want to fuck that up, but unfortunately, like, you know, I don't think it's his fault. I think it's just a learning experience because of the... Adobe Atmos, I think. Shit.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's like the little shit that appears on the bottom. Like,
you think that would mess up their numbers?
I feel like it could.
I feel like. I feel like no. Because there's just more publicity, you know?
Oh, okay.
I feel like we would have talked about it 10 times less. That wouldn't happen.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't have talked
so
about
it. So I think
that,
you know, they already have it recorded good. So, you know, once they do decide to re upload, I think it's going to be big.
It could be a blessing in disguise, you know?
Yep.
I mean, I guess like the good thing about this is that like maybe Perre Quintero could just follow along. Yeah, like
let me do a cover on it. There's no
like
requinto,
add your own requinto.
It's like I'm stepping in.
The name of the album, add your own requinto.
Everybody has their own sound. Like the requinto steps in, and then the tololoche steps out, and then another tololoche steps in. It's like a musical fool.
Damn, dude. But honestly, that sucks. How many songs were on this? Oh, sorry.
And it's been a year since they dropped an album too.
Oh yeah,
it's been a year.
See, well, and technically everybody dropped an album this year.
Yeah,
all the top artists.
Yeah, that's
I guess Labón, Ivan.
For all the active
Edición,
ones.
Edición, Los de la O, JOP. No. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. All those people that everybody's you name have busy. Dropped.
Yeah, and that just sucks because, you know, I feel like they are known for, you know, keeping the quality of the work pretty high. You know, they do set some standard. But, mm-hmm. you know, mishaps happen, hiccups. And it was just, like, such a weird timing because when we went to Spotify, they were telling us how he uploads, like, his own stuff. And they were getting ready to put him on playlists. And, you know, they're going through that process. And, like, I mean, he did make a point saying that, you know, he uploads his own music, which I think he made that point because it's not normal mm-hmm. for an artist to upload their own music. But, you know, since they are independent, I feel like he just, you know, he started since the beginning doing it. And I think he just likes doing that. And, you know, this time it just didn't work out perfectly. But I think it's a delayed W.
Delayed
more,
W.
More people are anticipating it more now.
Yeah, I saw the live. It was on TikTok. And he was saying, that, like, oh, he got mad because they put the wrong songs. He cannot say madre. And then people were just bashing, like, nah, this is why you have to sign to a record label. And then
yeah, there's definitely pros and cons in, like, signing to a record label and then being independent. But, like, aside from that, another point that I want to bring up is that Marca, Mepe, and Eslabón kind of have, like, a, like,
I think it was, like, a quiet rivalry.
Yeah,
until
but, like,
very
but
recently.
But, like, besides, like, their personal stuff, but I feel like in numbers, too. I feel like they're the ones always on the top, you know, and I feel like they've been filling up the biggest arenas lately.
Well, I mean, I think they're the ones that came out on top from the whole
Tacuaches
type of music back then. I mean, it's not like Tacuaches music.
Yeah. Like, at the beginning.
From like, that generation of musicians.
Yeah, like, they're the ones that are still standing.
Very
like
high
hard,
up,
right?
Very high up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Even though whatever happened on, like, Chato, what, three years ago? Where, like, he got in that big-ass car crash. Like, he was,
you know, honestly, that's when I found out about him. I think that's, like, I remember seeing a post of, like, him just laying on the bed.
Yeah.
That's how you found about Chato?
Went through, like, recovery.
Was that before El Güero or after El Güero?
After.
After.
I don't know, to be honest.
Because I found out about Marca Mepe because of El Güero and then that whole little EP.
I think that happened right after.
Like El Shadow and all those.
It was before the fucking album with, like, the blue car, like the blue Charger, whatever it was. Yeah.
Flores?
I don't know what album it was.
The Challenger Hellcat.
Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like that, like, changed up their whole, like, oil. You know how fucking Tizoc and the other fool left?
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like the new Chato is, like, better than...
Yeah, I guess you could say that because he got some, like, more better musicians because, I mean, El Nitro, I don't know, he's, like, he started a trend with the Requinto.
Oh, the Sinaloense?
The Sinaloense, and I feel like that shit blew him up too hard. And you see that a lot on TikTok, people trying to, like, attempt to do that little...
thing. Oh, yeah, I remember that shit was trending for a bit.
So I feel
I think it was badass too how he explained his name, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'll show you better. When he was on Pepe's office? That's when it started, right?
Yeah.
But oh, he said, why did they call you Nitro? And then he's
like, I'll show you better. Like, damn, what do fingers do?
Imagine Nitro. Never mind. All right, so then Chato after posted. Chato posted.
Oh, my God. No comment.
We had to stop that because we're family friendly.
So Chato posted, I'm sorry that we... I'm going to do it in Spanish.
Right. Quiero ofrecer una disculpa para todos nuestros fans que esperaban nuestro álbum. Lamentablemente hubo unas fallas técnicas al subirse, pero ya está el equipo trabajando para arreglarlo lo más pronto posible. La verdad me siento bien apenado con ustedes porque es un proyecto al que le pusimos un chingo de esfuerzo y empeño para que pase esto. La neta, una disculpa.
It's like by equipo, it means him.
Basically, yeah. That's kind of sick, though.
Do you think, like, that shit brings him down, too? Like,
I feel like...
Like, you think he'll start overthinking it? Like, oh, fuck. Like, what about if people don't fuck with us because of this mistake? Like,
Not like that, but, like, maybe he does feel more stressed because he's, you know, like, kind of, like, the one in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't let them, like, fucking, like, hear the album, like, once it's on the side. Like, they don't...
No, I feel like it's not approved.
They didn't record it, right? It's just that...
No, I'm saying, like, it didn't get approved. You know how, like, you can upload shit... And then have it
private. It's because the reason is because there's like this option called the Dolby Atmos mm-hmm. on Apple Music, and it's like supposed to be higher sound quality. And I guess that by doing this shit, like it kind of like took shit
messed
off.
It up a little bit.
Yeah,
it probably took off a few of the timeline sound things.
Maybe it took out like certain frequencies, and that's why it sounds like that. Well, I don't know.
I think there's a bunch of different ones. They also have like the what is this, like Spartan Audio or something like that. I don't know. It's gimmicky.
Yeah. I want to see.
Yeah, and then Brian Tovar. He put Drake's album was fire, but the other album today trash. If you know, you know. Who is he talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know. And then he put, thanks for sharing your opinion, like a little meme and shit. And then he said, I'm giving promotion. Relax. That's crazy. And then I guess Yayo put that on his, he made a post about it. And then Nitro commented, ¿Y quién es ese verga? And then Brian said, ¿Y tú quién eras antes de marca? And then Nitro said, yo siempre he sido el Nitro. No como tú, la sombra de un payaso. Ooh, so you called Pedro payaso.
Damn.
Damn, I don't know what kind of beef they got. Damn, well, maybe, that I don't know.
Putazo, putazo.
Well, I mean, I don't know if we cut this off, but.
What else happened?
And then Brian put, I want all the smoke, but motherfuckers don't want it.
That means they want real beef. Yeah,
they got some real beef. I mean, I wonder why, though.
I think there's already, like, the history behind Eslabón. If you guys didn't know, I'm pretty sure everyone knows Eslabón. Chato was actually in Eslabón with Pedro. Well, they're both Pedros and Brian. And then they split up.
No, I don't think Brian was in yet.
Okay, maybe Brian wasn't in, but Pedro was. And why did he leave? I don't know.
One got rolled out.
Okay, what was
they were both in Eslabón Armado. That's crazy.
And then Brian Tovar DM Nitro. He said, El Nitro, quien encontraron en el Dennis con otro. Laughing face. I don't know what he means by that.
And then with a guy? I don't know.
Let me find out.
I don't know.
Let me find out it was you.
And he just bricked up.
Damn, this shit got me personal.
And then Nitro screenshotted it and he put, Gracias a todos los fans que me mandan mensajes. Trato de contestar todos.
Damn.
Shout out to a Nitro. I stole my sweater one time.
He didn't pay him though.
And then I was looking at the post from Yayo and I was just reading the comments. And then someone said, they won't get down though with gloves. And he tagged both of them. And then Brian Tovar said, Putito too scared to reply back. You think he's going to want to fight?
Sheesh. Damn, they really, really want the smoke, huh?
Yeah. And then someone commented, bro, Brian Tovar made himself look like a clown. Who the fuck is he? And Nitro's way better. He's a legend. Nitro played with Karim León and he's a beast at Terra Quinto. Brian Tovar just has fans for his brother. Like, he has to be appreciated for Pedro. If it wasn't for him, he wouldn't be where he is right now. And then Nitro just commented, period. Period.
Damn. And watch that fan be following Brian and sending him DM. Like, I support you. You're better than me.
I feel like that shit happens.
Send me a shout out. It's my birthday.
Yeah, cause I feel like if you're... Most of the people who are fans of Eslabón are also fans of Marca. So right here, they just had to choose sides. Damn. And then Brian Tovar said, someone told this Pedro with the same name as my dog to shut the fuck up. And he put a picture of this guy that kind of looks like Angel 2.
Damn, twins.
Dude, guys, and then Brian went live. I thought I screen recorded the whole thing, and I didn't. I fucked up. But he said a lot of crazy shit, bro. I was like,
really?
Yeah, he went at it.
He was dropping bombs.
I'm pretty sure we can find this somewhere on YouTube.
I tried to, but like, this is all I found. I'm gonna go
freestyle, bro. What rhymes with his name?
We'll be back after a quick break.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing off.
All they have is just.
The station with the best. In your face, all over the place.
She looks like every other I think the not, you trick ass.
The Subverted Radio Show. Anyway, you get your podcast.
At least we know the man knows the man.
Pito.
I'm just surprised how
he's
still allowing him to collect.
This one? No, I have another one. Relax.
He's like, relax. Okay, baby.
Because, bro, I'm telling you, nobody's ever gonna say this shit. Like, all the people hating, it's never gonna come to my face, bro. Never.
I'm more interested in the conversation going behind.
Dude, honestly, I didn't even, real shit, I didn't, it wasn't even at him. He just stepped up because he's an irrelevant ass dude.
Cheers! God damn.
How's this one doing?
My boy ain't playing.
Dude, I'm telling you, if we were to release some shit like that, people would be on our asses. People would be on our asses.
And then Pedro's on TikTok in the back being loud as fuck.
I know. We got...
Forget you.
You know what you meant. I mean, nah, bro. I probably could have been talking about somebody else. There's 5 other grupos and shit that came out. It's hella funny because I don't think y'all know that. I'm pretty sure they were supposed to drop their shit with us with Bad Bunny también, pero se como que se asustaron a la verga.
Damn.
We dropped our shit with Bad Bunny, but we didn't give a fuck. Y'all only want clout? Mira, Chuy, I want you to do me a favor, bro. Go check the Instagrams. Go check the Instagrams. Who got clown and who don't? Porfa. Gracias.
Fix your throat, Pedro.
That was you.
Bro, do you know what
that
international is? Has Karim León played in fucking Europe or some shit?
Damn.
There was more stuff that he said, but I did not get. But one of the things he did do, he put, had a screenshot of both of the Spotify numbers. And Slavon has 8.5 million monthly listeners, and then Marca has 8.4. So then he's like, who has more numbers? And then he, one of the things he also said, oh, people were saying that Marca Mepe can sell out arenas and Slavon can't. And then they were talking about awards. And then Brian was like, when I get home, I'll show you all the awards. Because I guess Marca Mepe fans joined the live too, and they were just like getting...
Oh, they were just like fucking throwing shots. It's basically like fucking like fans versus the fans type shit. I was gonna say something.
Slavones Unidos were under attack.
Slavones Unidos, where you at?
Pull
up to his house.
You need reinforcement or what?
That's crazy.
This is some industry.
They're probably going crazy in those WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, he did say he was down to box Nitro, but he said it wouldn't be fair because he's old and then that they're scared and they won't say it to his face. And he also said he knows something about Marca. I don't know who exactly that could end their career, but he won't say it.
Oh, chato.
I'll
say it for you.
What is it?
Well, no, when he crashed, you know, that's what he had to get those fucking lawyers. Because when he, I guess he was drinking.
No, you're assuming.
Drinking and
driving.
No,
that's a fact.
And he crashed a car, and then two girls got really like injured, and he fled the scene. Like they came to pick him up, and then he just left the girls there.
No, it's
a fact.
That's a fact.
You know, without giving our opinion if that's good or bad, that is a fact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did not know.
But we don't know if that's what he meant though.
Yeah.
But good insight, Gecko.
Yeah, I know.
That's the best thing you've said so far.
Yeah.
Well, not like the best or bad. I was just saying he knew those facts.
Yeah, he knew. Yeah. I wouldn't.
But I talked to Chato the other day and I told him he should come to the podcast.
Yeah, he's probably not gonna come on the podcast. No,
hey. Chato, por favor, ven de todos modos.
Yeah, we want
para que expliques, bueno, para que digas lo que quieras decir.
Yeah, anything. This is like a whole transparent.
I'm actually saying in Spanish.
Podcast,
like,
you know.
This is our job.
This is a platform for any artist, any person that wants to express themselves
in an
artistic way, in a personal way, and that's what it is. It's puro flow.
We don't give a
puro gusto, papá.
Or we do not care.
Nada. Hey. Pensando en la última esperanza, ya la tengo una casa y hago lo que me plaza.
Let's get the show on the
amenazas.
Road.
Con 17 la rompimos, pues que pasas, le gusta, le avanza, el camino que pasa. Y hago lo que quiero, ahora yo voy primero, me vale verga.
Verga de más.
Ey, ahora yo no quiero, se aguantan por culeros, con nadie yo voy a grabar. Tengo todo lo que quiero con códigos, yo me muevo digital, es el dinero. Ey, ey. A veces se le hablo marca, pero yo cuelgo, le digo que ya me queco primero. Ey. Ah, arriba de un deportivo vivo. Ey, emprendo mi recorrido. Mi nombre es muy conocido, vivo. Ey, he tenido lo que yo he querido.
Me quiero matar, me quiero morir, me quiero matar.
You sound just like the song, you're gonna get copyrighted.
Pensándose en mi última, who cares? He deserves the revenue.
Pensándose en mi última. You little cocksucker, bro. Dick writer, fucking whiskey dick eater.
So guys, we are back from the break.
He said whiskey dick.
Whiskey. Can you explain what a whiskey dick is before you realize what it was for real?
Give you a real explanation though.
Oh, whiskey dick. What I thought. Well, I don't know.
It's honestly, not what you thought. What does it mean?
No. We want to know what you thought it meant. That's better.
Honestly, like, I thought it meant that just because it sounded like what I thought it was. So basically, I thought whiskey dick is
a shot off a dick.
Yeah. Because that's what it sounds like, a whiskey dick, you know, like.
My boy needs a girlfriend. And if anybody's down to take one for the team,
Jason,
you
by Jason underscore.
Where are your bitches?
You keep saying I don't have bitches, but where are yours? Where are they? I don't see them.
Oh, look, I got a perfect video for this. I got a perfect
video. You took too long.
No, I gotta find the video. I got a perfect video.
Guys, this is Jason to Angel. Oh, fuck, I lost it.
Look. When everybody tells me I got bitches.
Planes fly, you know? But you know what I don't get? Any bitches.
Facts. Okay.
This is
then why were you simping last night?
You say I have no bitches, but where are yours? Where are they? I don't see them.
I don't got any.
Me neither.
I guess we are back from the break for real.
I can't even get a text back.
And this is right. Nitro's live. I got Nitro's live right here too.
Al muchacho este, al morrillo, no sé cómo, la basura es otra gente que se pone a hablar de otra gente, esa es basura, la neta, esa sí es basura porque yo no hablaría de nadie, y aquí está mi compa Chato y él lo sabe también, yo no hablaría de alguien así de pelada, de la nada.
Damn.
Y ahorita que... Qué putazos, que no sé qué. Eso es ser corriente. Eso no se hace. Más para aclararles. Evitar
tatuajes, eso no lo sé, cabrón.
Lo que está pasando. Hoy.
Damn, so I don't think Nitro would be down to box.
He's not down to box, we're gonna set it up.
Lol.
Más.
I like that song.
Nomás yo... No me gustó que hayan dicho que fuera una basura el nuevo álbum, porque para empezar no se subió bien. Y yo no le falto respeto a nadie, nunca. Nomás, pues nomás no.
Damn. Statement clear.
Wait, we're not done yet. There's one thing that you guys did not catch.
You think he played that song in the back just like to throw shots at Brian?
Oh, no, not that. There's one thing you guys did not catch. And it's on our account. So I posted a video where Slavon came to the podcast and I was like, are you guys down to box? And then they were like, yeah, we're down. We want the smoke. I posted that when this was happening because, you know, it's like perfect timing. And I was like, comment down below who you guys think would be a good match for them. And then someone commented their group, Clave 702. And then Christopher Nava commented, they don't fight, pa, with a laughing face.
Wait, didn't he do a duetto with them?
Yes, but that's not the point. Oh. The point is a comment.
Damn, can you explain it for all of us that didn't understand that?
Or for Gecko, he didn't understand shit.
I didn't understand that.
What do you mean?
Who doesn't fight?
Eslabon.
Oh.
Christopher Nava is saying Eslabon don't fight.
We're supposed to know this.
Damn.
Damn,
so right there, we're confirming that there's beef between Eslabon and Tercer Elemento.
Also because they did do a song together.
I mean, I don't know if people have caught this, but
they're in the same
Tercer
label.
Elemento does not do, you know, songs with Eslabon, and Eslabon doesn't do songs with Tercer Elemento or Los del Limit. I don't know. I think that since they're being the label, they do a lot of songs together, right?
Yes,
I don't know, man.
I mean, Los del Limit was unnecessary. Yeah. But
okay.
But it happened.
I like that statement. But yeah, I think there's definitely something, you know, in the industry, you know, with the information we do not have.
You think he's like not Vitalo, but like, you know, because he was like kind of like the main thing of Del until.
Or like the focus of Del?
Until Eslabon came and then he just got shelved.
I guess we'll never know.
And then he got shelved and then that's it.
No, he's not shelved.
I wouldn't say shelved.
He's not. He is an active musician. He dropped a song like last week.
After like how long?
Kimika fu.
Yeah, well, the girl you were dancing with was a girl that came up in the music video. You know when your girl got mad because you were dancing with a girl? That's the girl that came on the music video for Falta Kink.
Oh, for us? That's crazy. You didn't know?
I told you.
You danced with the girl from Falta Kimika.
Damn.
That's perdido, huh, Keiko? You're just in the moment? That's what I like about you.
Damn, no, you get two in the moment. You're like, you don't even remember what you did the next day. I don't even think it's the alcohol. I think it's just you're going to like this crazy state of mind when.
So, guys, supposedly Keiko's going to delete his Instagram until November 27.
He's
going
to get his shit together.
Y'all really think he will not be on Instagram until November 27?
He said that there's too many distractions on Instagram. He needs to find himself again.
He did say that.
He did say that.
I did say that.
Which I'm glad he's admitting it now because we've been telling him.
First step of going back on right track is admitting there's a problem.
It did.
My boy set a goal to himself that he wanted to lose weight, right? That's
weight and focus.
And he wants to get his vlogs together and
his life together.
Insure his cars.
And get him on. He wants to insure his cars.
And then
he needs to his Instagram so that he could focus for one day to call Geico.
Guys, if you guys didn't know, I think Friday, we all had a huge argument. It was
Keiko
like,
walked out on us twice.
Twice?
It was the funniest shit ever, dude.
Bro,
he's the grumpiest motherfucker.
He's the grumpy old man. We were already leaving. I went home.
We were not leaving.
You guys were leaving. You guys were going to go get fucking
acai bowl.
So I went home and changed. Acai it was bowl. Hot. I had jeans and a long sleeve.
Yeah, but that's not why you left. That's not why you left.
And I left. I went home. Change came back.
No. We're going to tell the story now.
Guys, I was here.
So we had a meeting in here. It was like through FaceTime. Not FaceTime, but, you know.
Like Zoom. A Zoom call.
Zoom. So we're here. It was supposed to be at 1. We all got here. And then Keiko had to pick up his car at 2. And Angel had to pick up his sister at 2. And then the guy was like, hey, can we do 2 instead? And we're like, yeah. So then Angel was like, hey, he texted his sister. Can your coworker bring you home instead? She said, yeah. And then Keiko's like, I need to go pick up my car. Meanwhile, we have like an hour to talk in here. And Angel's just telling him, why haven't you insured your cars? Why haven't you done this? Why are you like this?
Because he told me earlier, I went to go take him to drop off his car. No, there was no issue. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. To pick him up, he dropped off his car himself. And there was no issue there because he said, hey, come pick me up. And I said, okay. I didn't say a word less, a word more. You know, I told him, just send me the address. And that's all that happened. Mm-hmm. So there was no issue because I literally told him, okay, on my way. You know, and then after, since he didn't get his way, it was just like a right away, okay, we'll do it exactly how you want it. El señor se esponjó y se fue.
No. He's like a puffer fish. Like,
no,
he's like, calm and sweet, and then
the first thing that happened was because we're telling you to insure your cars, and, you know, that is basic. That's a basic thing of being a functional, like, good adult.
Giggle has had his car for almost 2 months and he has insurance, so Angel's telling him shit like, why haven't you insured your cars? Like,
I went to go pick him up, and on the way back we see a Raptor, and he's like, oh, you know, we'll get Raptors and all this stuff. And I tell him, like, you know, I don't think we're gonna be able to get Raptors and stuff if, you know, you can't even insure your cars. And it's not that he doesn't have money, it's that he doesn't have, like,
I don't know.
What is it?
Squirrel.
I don't got money, I'm broke. I'm in debt. 60,000.
Well, you are in debt, but you're not like broke, you know.
But you could do something to not pay those cars, just how I'm doing it. But no, I told you, I was like, Keiko, let me help you take pictures of your car.
Like, no, there's gonna be squirrels.
You want to go out? I mean, you want squirrels or you wanted me to help you with your car? Squirrels.
Squirrels. He's like, next.
So then that's sad, you know, because, you know, he says he has these goals. You know, we both, you know, have this like crazy goal of, you know, getting Raptors and, you know, having a Can-Am.
Yep.
He doesn't, you know.
Those are some beautiful goals.
We say it, but then you got to put actions behind it.
Yeah. So
not even like working harder or nothing. Like, you know, you have to ensure it.
So I'm just telling him like, shit, like, why haven't you done this? Like, it literally takes 15 minutes.
Yeah, we were all sitting down right here.
And then Keiko starts arguing.
He backs me up and he was like, yeah, like, ensure your cars. You know, something along those
lines.
And
then Keiko's like, why should I take advice from you? Like, you don't even take your own advice. So like, he's going down, like, worry about your own life. I'll do it when I have time.
Yeah. And then we... One thing that I said that we kind of all agreed on is that Keiko has a huge ego. He has an ego problem.
Mm-hmm.
That he doesn't want to be told what to do, even though, like, he has to do what we do.
Yeah, like, let's just say he has to insure his car. Just because we tell him insure your car, he won't do it. Mm-hmm. Like, he's like that.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's just an ego thing that I think is kind of messing up your life a little bit. It's because you're not willing to listen to somebody
or learn
and be like, you know what? You're right.
July
3rd. No. It's because you keep setting like these like
July 30, that's it.
The late dates of, like, I don't know what. You've been setting these dates since, like, I remember. You know?
Since we met.
You're supposed to start your diet last week.
I did. Know? I'm on it.
No, not that. On your birthday. You were supposed to
start. Oh, yeah. Or whatever dates you said.
It's like him with music. Yeah, you're like the same.
You know how many times you complained about him and his music? You're just that bad.
And what did I do? Just stop. So.
No, but...
No. Just because
we're persistent. We're persistent. We're gonna keep pushing.
You know, you are what you complain about, and your ego doesn't let you see that.
Mm. You are what
you're always right.
Dick.
He's like Angel. I don't give a fuck. You're still a bitch.
Yeah,
like you're still a bitch.
Yeah. Bro. So Gecko's not willing to learn. Like, you were actually giving him like good advice. Like, dude, do this. Like, you don't have to do this on the weekends. Just take 1 week off. Do this, or like, we literally have like an hour right now to call insurance, but no, he won't do it. So then we're like, hey, let's go get a Cyborgs. And he's like, I'm leaving. And he didn't have his car. So we're like, who's going to pick you up? He's like, squirrel. And then and then we're like, food, just come with us. We know no one's going to pick you up. And then he just like walks home.
I'm pretty sure you walked home.
I got picked up.
Dude, your sister would not pick you up. Your sister doesn't not drive.
Dude, I didn't say I got picked up by her. Picked up by squirrel.
No, you did it. Maybe. Guys, so then we go get a Cyborgs. We come back. Gecko's here, and he's already pissed at Angel. Like, he's super pissed.
Yep.
And then the meeting's over, everything goes good, and he tells me, he's like, hey, come with me to go pick up my car. And I was like, I thought Angel was gonna go. He's like, nah, fuck this, bro. And then I was like, all right, I'll do it. I was like, I have stuff to do, but I'll do it. So then they walk out, and I was like, oh shit, I have shit to do. And I tell Jason, like, here in private, I was like, hey, can you take Gecko, because I have shit to do. He's like, nah,
because
you said
Gecko was like, because Gecko was like, nah, fuck that fool, or some shit like that. You know how
he asked you first. You said nah.
No, he asked you.
No, after he asked you.
No.
Because I said I was busy.
Gecko never asked me first.
Did you ask him?
I asked all three of them. And it's not like fucking once in a while. It's a daily shit. Every time I tell him, hey, help me with this. No, maybe next time. Like this.
That's not true.
That is 100% you asshole.
Listen, guys. So then he tells me.
Or they don't answer my calls. They don't answer my texts until they want something and they text
me. No, so he tells me.
No, maybe him, but I always.
No, I told you why I didn't answer your call. Because
maybe them. You don't even. You have us on mute.
Yeah. You don't reply.
You're an idiot. Yeah, so then Gecko tells me again, and I said, okay, I'll take you. So we walk outside.
No, you didn't. You were arguing with him. You're like, dude, he got you the boost, and you can't even do him the
favor. No, before that. And I was like, okay, I'll take you, but I'm going to drive my car.
Yeah,
and
then that's where you got started.
Yeah, that's where he fucked up. And then he was like, no, you're taking my car. I was like, I'm going to take you to wherever you need to go, but I'm going to drive. I want to drive my car, because first of all, your cars are not even insured. So I'm going to drive you with my car.
And you didn't understand that.
And he wanted me to drive his car. So then Angel jumps in. He's like, dude, if you want a favor, it's not always going to be how you want it. And then he starts arguing with Angel. So it just becomes this huge thing. And then Jason's mom comes out. So we like wanted to talk to her. And as soon as I walked back to like going Gecko's car, because I was like, you know, this was fucking grumpy as fuck.
He's already just dips his car.
Yep.
Oh yeah, and then my mom's like, hey, you guys should fix the way y'all get along, y'all too.
Oh yeah, she told us we get along way too bad.
Yeah.
But Gecko's too grumpy.
Nah, it's just I don't like rogando. You guys were just arguing back and forth. And
no, but it's because you're on the other side. It's not rogando. It's being able to work something out. See, look,
then he complained.
Even look right here. You guys are catching this in 4K.
He complained.
He's
like,
not willing to accept
it. I drove my car last time. Like, I wish it got.
No, but that's not.
But I said, okay, look, we'll drive my car.
That's not what happened, though.
No,
he didn't say anything about gas.
I didn't.
Not now, but later he will.
No. But it's because
we never charge each other for gas.
Yeah, we never charge each other for gas.
Because I never do.
You never drive first of all.
Okay, but you have to realize that, like, when you told me, hey, come pick me up, I just want to pick you up. And I didn't say a word, an extra word, aside from, like, what's the address, right? We didn't say a single word. And nothing happened, right? Because I did exactly how you wanted it.
No.
Yesterday, when you said, hey, can you do this and this? I just went and did it. And there was no issue, right? I did it exactly how you wanted it. Now, when you ask for a favor, you know, and it wasn't exactly how you wanted it. Like, oh, take me in my car and then come drop me off to my house and then I'll bring you back. And he wasn't with that. He said, I'll take you in my car. And you got mad and you left. Like, and we went to your house and you would not come out.
No.
I wasn't home.
You decided to take an Uber.
Yeah, that's what I did.
No, you were inside your house.
The story does not end there. So then he calls one of our other homies to pick him up.
Oh, yeah.
So then we call that homie like, hey, we're going to pick up Gecko. Like, just keep doing what you got to do. So we go to Gecko's house, literally all of us, because we all wanted to see him mad. So we go to Gecko's house to pick him up, to take him to the tire shop so he won't be bitching that no one wants to help him.
Yeah.
And he didn't come out of his house.
I wasn't home.
Is you where your car was there?
Bitch, I Ubered to the fucking shop.
You sent the Snapchat like 30 minutes after.
Yeah, you were inside your house. You were inside your house when we were there. No, you were inside your house when we were knocking on the door.
We left right after
you. You left the screen door open and your dogs were barking. You wouldn't leave the screen door open.
Yeah, it's because my dad was cooking.
No, he knocked. He knocked.
I knocked.
Yeah, no one was home. My dad was leaving the birria because they had the fucking fair thing.
But you sent the snap of being in the Uber like an hour after.
Yeah, because I didn't have Wi-Fi.
You see, like, you can't lose.
So then our goal was like, okay, once the Uber comes, I'm going to pretend to be Gekko and I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to cancel it just to cancel his Uber on purpose.
Yeah, and then he had to go with us. But
and the thing that sucks is that we're going to have like stories like this for a lifetime because he's not willing to see.
Nope, blind.
He's like, let me get LASIK surgery, then I'll be able to see.
I'm legally blind.
You're not kidding, bitch. No, you're not kidding.
But are you willing to learn now that you're going to be off Instagram?
hey, if y'all,
he's not gonna be off Instagram. He's not gonna be off Instagram.
You guys ever catch Gekko in your DM? Expose him as he's like, I thought you were gonna get off Instagram.
I'll be a change man.
What did we cancel? We all cancel Gekko. We do something where we're like, everyone unfollows him until his birthday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Go and follow him.
I'm serious. I'm not gonna be on Instagram,
bruh. Literally just live before we walked in here.
Yeah.
How are you gonna get attention?
Huh?
How are you gonna get attention?
No, because that's what I'm trying to stay away from.
Gekko, you wild. You,
I think that's like your drug.
Hey, you know what I like about Gekko? Wherever we go, he acts like the main character. Like when we were at Pico, you guys should have seen him. Like,
shut the fuck up. No, I wasn't.
He's the only one with balls to like just do shit.
Yeah. Bro, I jumped up from the top to the bottom.
I know.
Twice. For a fan.
Yeah. I see what I do for the fans. I'm down for my
There was a lot of... it was actually a lot of influencers went to Pico.
Yeah.
Well, I was like on the other side of us.
The guy with the...
Dude, Jason wanted a shot from Jaylene Ojeda for his dad.
No, really?
He did do it.
He was like, wait, I'm going to shot it for my dad.
No, I didn't.
But he didn't get it.
For Maximilio. Dude, hey, that was lit, nigga.
But your mom got so lit with this.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, she had a bottle in their Gekko's car and we come out. She's like, oh, it's right here.
No. Yeah, I started taking two.
I told my mom it's expensive in there, so she's like, I bet. So she had a little bottle of Patron. That she had like half a bottle.
Digga, look.
Don't forget about the shot from Jaylene. Oh my god!
But Jason
fucked up because like she was right there and he was a pussy to ask.
Yeah, she was right there. It's just that
he literally went.
It's because honestly, like, sometimes like celebrities or influencers, like they just look so overwhelmed sometimes.
Nah, she actually looked nice. Like,
no, she was nice. Like, she was like taking pictures of everybody, but like sometimes I feel like you don't want to like do too much. You know,
your dad right now like. Damn, really? That's when you said that's where you draw the line.
He probably told
getting me a shout out.
He probably told his dad like, nah, she was really busy. Like I didn't see her. He probably like did a whole ass lie on him.
No, dude, I saw you go up to her and you're just like,
yeah, I didn't
like,
see
bro, you. If you would have like talked to her,
I think
I was like,
yeah, you folded.
That's the first thing
she turned around.
It's like,
it wasn't even like that. You didn't even around. Shut the fuck up.
That shit always happens to me.
I was right next to you.
I try to be making like convos with just like any random people and then they don't end up hearing me. And this is the only dumbass that hears me all the time. And I'm just like,
dude, you know the guy that gave him the boot and shit? Mm-hmm. So we were right there.
He was there?
No, I confused him with someone else.
Wait, that's not him?
No.
Who's the guy that gave you the shots?
Oh, that's the one we met at the party.
You thought it was him too?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you thought it was me too?
Yeah. Dude, I thought that was the guy that gave Jason the boot. I'm like, damn, my boy flexing his boot. Like, we kept saying that shit, huh? It's like, damn, they're fire. I'm like, damn, this one don't care. I thought it was him.
Yeah, I thought it was him too. And I was like, hey, bro, like, thank you for hooking it up. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, you're the one with the store. He's like, no, that's not me, bro.
Dude, I went up to him. And I was like, damn, look at my boy Jason with his new boots. He was like all confused. Yeah. Oh my god.
That I remember. He was the one that fell off the roof, no?
No, not him. He was the one at that party though. But not the one that fell off the roof.
Yeah.
He was talking to your sister.
Hey, I got it in video too.
Yeah. Alright, guys. So we went to Pico, right? We were lit.
He banged on the car.
Yeah, let me show you the video.
Hold up, I'm trying to give context to the fans.
You weren't paying attention?
Oh, yeah, when they were about to fight, right?
Bro,
like, step back.
Pinche Brian ran away.
Dude, Brian stopped the fight.
He did?
yeah, Brian's the one that went up to him and went like that.
They're gonna fuck him up, bro.
That was acting like he had a gun.
Like, fuck him up.
I'm just saying.
They're gonna destroy that security. Send it to him so he
can send me that video where I got so lit.
Bro, this fool did a fucking...
The security went, bing, hit the car, huh?
Yeah.
No, look.
Yeah.
All right, you can actually play right here so I can show the fans.
Oh, just airdrop it.
Or you can have him connect the phone and send it to you. disconnected right there.
So Diego?
Yeah.
Oh, just, yeah.
That shit was fucking awesome.
Guys, they hit a guy's truck because everyone was drunk as fuck, and they wanted everyone to leave, and then there was a fight.
But like, the security went like, boom.
Like he, yeah, he banged, because he wanted us
to dip her.
To like, get in our car and leave.
All right, I'm gonna play it.
Hey, it's their fault for closing at one. We picked so too.
Why the fuck were you on the floor?
Oh, because I did my paso prohibido.
Damn.
He ain't had no
dude,
gun.
That shit was loud.
Yeah, well, that fool hit it con huevo. I thought it was gunshots.
The way you hear is him.
I stopped dancing.
Se lo hubieran chingado.
That was
I would have fought him, honestly.
I would have fucked him up if he did that to my bitch.
And Brian fucking goes to separate
him. He separates him.
He's like, step back, step back.
I would have pepper speared his ass. Damn. Took his own pepper spear.
I would have just beat his ass. No cap. I would just went. Pow.
That was bad. It was a black truck. You guys could notice more shit like on black trucks too.
And it was unnecessary. You know,
it was,
like, there
was
no point of fucking.
Like everybody was just trying to have a good time.
Yeah, and plus like when we were trying to leave, they fucking.
We should send him the video so he could sue him.
I'm gonna send fucking reels that shit and be like, hey, wait, correlo.
Yeah, that shit was bad, but I mean, I guess that's what it is. They deal with that shit like every weekend.
But sometimes like fucking.
But not like that. Pop not art. Like that. He wouldn't
no, I feel like it's
alive.
Weird. Wait, there was actually a fight that day on Pico.
Yeah,
I saw it on TikTok.
No, but like that, like hitting someone's truck like that?
Nah, fuck. If it was someone else,
he'll get aired out.
Well, you don't know who the fuck, what the fuck they have in the car, you know?
He wouldn't.
Yeah, security didn't have a gun.
That's why I had like a water gun, fucking like, pew pew shit. Like,
fucking. I had like some watered down
a Nerf gun.
Pepper spray.
24.
A Nerf gun. But they would have fucked that fool up. I'm like, fuck that.
Yeah, guys, we've been going out every weekend.
We're taking a break, though.
And we're going to continue to go out.
No. No, yeah, no.
Not drinking. I drank a beer yesterday in medio asco.
Why did you drink a beer?
Huh?
Why did you drink a beer? No, like where?
I went bowling.
Oh, okay. That's dope.
Yeah, I was like, damn. Mm,
I don't know. Just that it's not a productive lifestyle. Yeah.
I got a fucking...
Yeah, I just feel disappointed in myself every time.
Luego, I van a estar next week. Wash them up. Hey.
No, honestly, no.
I don't have anything until Brian.
I feel like you guys joined too late.
Yeah.
We're already tired.
We're already past our...
I think we're going to continue to go out.
But
solos or con todos?
You're not going out. For you, we had to force you to come
out. No, I'm telling you, I like it now.
No, but I'm telling you, I think you joined too late.
That's Brian's going to buy boots.
Brian? Really?
Yeah. He liked it.
El que no le gustó.
I know.
Remember when we took him over there to that party he went with us? Like that shit whack.
Like anything with dirt, don't bring me.
Yeah. And then we took him there and he was like, that fool got drunk too, huh? Pistio machin el pinche Brian.
Oh, Brian. Always, no, he didn't. He did.
Did you see the shot that he gave the girl? He put it all over her face.
I don't know. I wasn't
That's when I took the bottle away from him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they tried to make me drink and I was like, sorry.
Damn, then I gave a shot to Allison too and then I hit her tooth.
Oh yeah, I have a video of it. I have a video of it. I'll send it to you though, because I know you want it.
I would just post it. Alright guys, send it. Airdrop it.
Someone pour some up my nose and I was like, no, that's it. No more.
Damn.
Once, and then so many people were fucking smoking cigarros and shit.
Like, Jason. You
know, I was doing flips all fucking.
The guy next to you.
I don't know. I didn't know cigarro.
So you think smoking cigarros is bad?
Yeah, I find it disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ahí andas, ahí andas.
Angel hit a girl's tooth while giving her a shot. That shit was fucked up.
Not just any girl.
What girl then?
Well, no la quieres conquistar, güey, so it's just any other girl.
Oh, you recorded from the beginning. Oh, Lord have mercy.
She looked at you like, damn, this was gone.
Recording? No.
Alright, enough, because Keko.
Damn, you could have been the bottom, my boy.
Show me some tricks, Angel. It's like, what do you want me to do? Alright, we're at 27.
Oh, wrap it. Man.
Yeah,
wrap
the real ones that stay to the end get to see that. We ain't never making a highlight of that.
The people at the end get to the exclusive stuff. The exclusive before the...
That's exclusive.
Yep.
Yeah, but when I jumped down... You know, the first time when I jumped down...
We're going to end that episode. Shut up.
All right, for the very, very people that are at the end, that's the girl that Kiko was talking about in the last episode.
Oh. Stop being some Sims, y'all. Oh. Y'all need to move on.
Oh, he's going to put you on blast like that.
Both of you guys, honestly.
And then an angel. I don't know why he gets mad.
Don't walk out on us, though.
I don't know. Oh. Damn. All
right, guys. We're going to wrap it up. Obviously, at the end, it's a little bit more about us. If you guys, we have episodes where we talk about, about us. More personal shit. It's exclusive. Augusto Papa exclusive. Check that out. It's going to be the link in the description. And close it out.
Bro, imagine if Keiko had an assistant. She would fucking quit first.
Make sure to stream my music, Jason Nunez, on all digital platforms. I'm going to drop a song, hopefully.
You're recording on Thursday.
With Jimmy, hopefully. Oh, yeah. If they get back to me, I'm still waiting on
that.
I'm waiting.
If you want to find out, you got to text.
I'm going to text.
That's how you find out.
Peace out.